Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening. Welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our first guest is Eva Etzioni Halivi, who is an author visiting us from Israel. And Eva, welcome to Straight Talk.
Hello. It's nice to be here. Nice to be on your show.
Thank you very much. Eva's latest book, The Garden of Ruth, has just been published. And this is your second book. You already wrote...
I wrote books in sociology, but this is my second novel, my second biblical novel. I came here to promote the book, to do a book tour for this.
What is The Garden of Ruth about?
It's based on the biblical story of Ruth, but it's a very entertaining novel, a suspense novel, a mystery novel, designed to appeal to modern readers for enjoyable reading, and I hope people will find it fun to read.
Your first book, The Song of Hannah, came out a year before, and then you're working on a third book. I can guess maybe it'll be The Song of Deborah.
More or less, yes. Yeah.
Now, you are a professor emeritus of political sociology at Bar-Ilan University, which is a famous university outside of Tel Aviv. What is political sociology?
It's a study of the social basis of politics, of what is really the infrastructure of what's happening in politics, going more in depth into the area.
Now, superficially, it might seem to some people that what's the relationship between politics and the Bible, but I'm sure there's an answer to that.
Oh, there's a very close relationship. And then, of course, the Garden of Ruth, which is light reading, but also a political novel. It describes the way the leadership was structured in ancient Israel, which is very reminiscent of what's going on today. It's still topical. It describes wars between Israel and the Philistines, which are, you know, still very, very close to what's happening today, with some differences, of course. And it describes the family structure in ancient Israel, and we find still remnants, or in fact, similarities to the family structure in the modern world, even in America. So I think it's a biblical book, but also a very topical book.
Of course, the Middle East has never been more on the front pages than in these last months and years. Any insights that you could draw from your writing and from your experience? You live in Israel. You've lived there for many years. Any thoughts that you have about the crisis that everyone's facing in the Middle East, also, of course, in Palestine and Israel and that conflict?
Well, I would just say that the idea that your leadership has put up here in the United States of bringing in democracy instantly is not working. And as a political sociologist, I would say that perhaps President Bush should have had a political sociologist as an advisor, and she or he might have told him that ahead of time, because for democracy, you need a basis. In liberalism, liberal values, and institutions that are based on a separation of powers and checks and balances, and civil liberties and human rights. And when you don't have that, just bringing in elections is not going to do much good.
So no matter how well-intentioned the goal might have been, it just...
It doesn't work. Yes.
Now, you visited America many times, so you're familiar with our country. And
very familiar. I've lived here also for a few years.
And we have our challenges in America, God knows, but we seem to have a way of making diversity work here in our country with people from all over the world as American citizens or residents. And we've learned how to live with one another despite well-publicized problems.
Well, yeah, and again, the novel The Garden of Ruth is very relevant for that, because it has a message of interfaith and interethnic tolerance of how to treat people of different faiths and of different ethnic groups when they get together. Ruth was a traveler from one country to another, and it's a lot about how she was accepted eventually. And I think America is a good example of how people accept each other, even though they're so different.
The cover of your book has this hauntingly beautiful portrait of a young lady. Who is it?
This is Ruth, obviously. Yes, a beauty.
Yeah.
Yes, and she's a beauty not only in her face, but also in her soul. She's a very interesting character.
And is it not true that Arabs and Israelis, and Arabs and Jews, I should say, lived together for many, many years in peace and harmony in the very same lands that's being contested today?
There was never really a lot of harmony between Arabs and Jews. The first, as soon as modern Jews came to Palestine, the conflict started. Unfortunately, they haven't learned to accept each other. This is very, very sad.
Well, there's much we can learn from the book, and we thank you very much for joining us here on Straight Talk, and wish you a successful visit and tour here in the United States.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show.
Our pleasure. We'll be back with more of Straight Talk after these messages.